弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
实在好喜爱呢首嘅诗歌《信而顺从》。
I really delight in this particular hymn, Trust and Obey.
诗歌里边提醒我哋，我哋信到几多，我哋就行几多。
In the hymn, it reminds us we should walk according to the measure of our faith.
强过我哋知道好多，却唔会行。
It is much better than knowing much but not walking it out, not obeying.
咁呢个就信而不顺从。
And that is trust and not obeying.
亦都唔系神，亦都唔系要求我哋信，然之后咧，我哋去顺从少少。
God does not require us to trust and obey a little.
神系愿意我哋信又完全嘅嚟到顺服。
But God desires that we trust and completely obey.
呢首嘅诗歌咧，那个写作背景系咁样样嘅。
This is the background of this particular hymn.
有一个大家都好识呢个，好认识呢个穆迪弟兄啊。
Now we all know of Brother Moody.
系神好大用嘅一个仆人嚟报道嘅。
He is a servant greatly used by the Lord. He is an evangelist.
咁喺好多嘅呢个特会报道会上边咧，佢咧就系请呢个 Daniel Turner 弟兄咧同佢嚟到喺嗰度会前嚟唱诗歌嘅，就系呢首诗歌嘅音乐嘅作者。
Musical author of this particular hymn, Daniel Towner, he is a brother that was many times invited to sing during the conferences where Brother Moody had.
So he 唔单止一个作曲家，亦都系一个歌唱家。
He is not only a musician, well, he writes music, but he is also a performer that he would sing as well.
有一次喺特会之后
，one particular time after a conference.
有一个青年人咧，刚信主冇几耐嘅，就喺呢、这个佢有一个嘅见证嘅聚会，就喺见证聚会起嚟讲话交通啦。
There was a young man who had just newly believed in the Lord, and he stood up to share.
佢咧就话：我唔系好 sure， 我唔系好肯定嗰啲咁嘅doctrine嗰啲咁嘅道理，我都唔识几多嘅。
This young man shared that he is not quite sure on all this doctrine.
但系咧，佢话我会去信靠。
Yet he said, nevertheless, I will trust.
同埋咧，我会信服。
And I will obey.
虽然我知道唔多，但我愿意信靠，我愿意信服。
Even though I do not know much, I am willing to trust and obey.
咁当时咧，这个 Daniel Turner 弟兄喺嗰个嘅交通聚会当中。
Brother Daniel Turner, he was amongst that sharing meeting that particular time.
佢听到呢个弟兄咁交通，佢里边就一亮。
When he heard this sharing from this young brother, he was enlightened within.
咁佢就将佢所交通嘅嘢就好快就写落嚟。
Then he quickly wrote down what the young man shared.
就将呢个交通内容咧就送咗俾佢嘅好朋友，呢、这个就系一首诗歌歌词嘅作者呢个 John Samis。
Then he gave the notes which he took from the sharing of this young man. He sent it to his good friend, and that is the lyricist here who. Wrote the words to this music, John Samis.
咁呢个约翰弟兄咧就写咗五节信而顺从嘅呢、这个诗歌出嚟啦。就系嗰个歌词。
From that, this brother John then wrote these particular five stanzas of this song.
然之后就将呢个歌词俾翻呢个 Daniel 弟兄呢、这个歌词嘅作者，你配音乐啦咁。
Then in turn, this brother John gave these five stanzas, the lyrics to Brother Daniel, and said, "Now you can arrange the music for these words."
咁呢首诗歌就咁产生出嚟噶。
And this is how this particular hymn is brought about.
成为咗一首脍炙人口嘅诗歌，一直唱到今天。
And it's become a very good, famous song that we are singing, that helpful to us until today.
勉励我哋喺主里边，我哋必须信，然后我哋顺从，要行出嚟。
That will encourage us that we trust in the Lord and we must also obey Him.
冇想到呢个系个呢首诗歌灵感，原来系从一个初信嘅弟兄嗰度出嚟。
It would be unimaginable for us that the thought of this hymn is from a sharing from a young believer.
我哋请大家打开圣经。
Let's open our Bibles.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
今朝我要讲到一个唔顺从嘅人。
This morning we will share on a particular individual who did not obey.
也都成为我们今天追随主的一个尴尬。
It should also become a warning and example for us today who believe and follow the Lord.
提醒我们怎么样，为什么一个不顺从的人呢？
That it should remind us how this particular individual became one who did not obey the Lord.
请听我们来读。
Please listen as we read.
撒母耳记上第15章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们读的时候，或者中间有悭时间，我们有些节我们会跳过去的。
For the sake of time, as we read this chapter, we'll skip over some verses.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1
through 3. 撒母耳对扫罗说：耶和华差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。
Verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord.
万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛力人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没有忘。Thus
saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt.
现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴，尽行杀死。Now
go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass.
第7到第10节
Verses 7 through 10.
第7节，扫罗击打亚玛力人。 从哈肥拉直到埃及前的舒尔
And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou cometh to Shur, that is over against Egypt.
生擒了亚玛力王阿甲，用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民。
And he took Agag, the king of Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
扫罗和百姓却怜惜阿甲。 也爱惜上好的牛羊，上好的牛羊牛犊羊羔，并一切美物不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
But Saul and the people spare Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse that they destroyed utterly.
耶和华的话临到撒母耳说。 我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。Then
came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night.
我一直要读到第23节。
We'll read on to verse 23.
撒母耳第12节，撒母耳清早起来迎接扫罗，有人告诉撒母耳说，扫罗到了加密，在那里立了纪念碑，又转身下到吉格。Verse
12. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说。 愿耶和华赐福与你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
撒母耳说，我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？
And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?
扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛力人那里带来的。 因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与耶和华你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。And
Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spare the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
撒母耳对扫罗说：你绝口吧，等我将耶和华昨晚向我所说的话告诉你。扫罗说：请讲。
Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, And I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on.
撒母耳对扫罗说：从前你虽然以自己为小，岂不是被立为以色列支派元首么？耶和华高你作以色列的王。
And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thy own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel?
18节，耶和华显差遣你，吩咐你说，去你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛力人，将他们灭绝正尽。
Verse 18, And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed.
你为何没有听从耶和华的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？
Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?
扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛力王阿甲来灭尽了亚玛力人。
And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.
百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉格献与耶和华你的神。
But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal.
撒母耳说：耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，喜悦喜悦人嘅听从他的话呢，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊嘅脂油。And
Samuel said, Have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
再读一次，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊嘅脂油。
We read this again and. Have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord.
23节，悖逆嘅罪与行邪术嘅罪相等，顽梗嘅罪与拜虚神和偶像嘅罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华嘅命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。Verse
23, For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
读埋24节。We'll
also read verse 24.
扫罗对撒母耳说：我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。And
Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people and obey their voice.
第30节，读埋。Verse
30.
扫罗说：我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓 的长老和以色列人面前抬举我同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你嘅神。Verse
30, Then Saul said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, because the elders, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God.
圣经暂时读咁多，或者我哋唔好将呢个圣经冚埋吓。
Well, that will be all our Bible reading for now, but please do leave your Bibles open.
神嘅心意咧，一直系要人听佢嘅话嘅。The
Lord's desire has always been for man to obey His word.
呢个听咧系包括呢个行动嘅。This
obeying His word also includes action.
并且喺时间到嘅时候咧，神俾我哋一啲嘅考试，好似我读书要考试嘅。And
in due time, God will give us some tests, just as we are in school, we will be tested.
喺扫罗。 到呢个位置咧，神俾佢两个大考。
For Saul in this particular time, there was two big exams that he was tested before God.
呢个唔系一个好普通、好少嘅事，系大事嚟嘅。These
are not small, minor matters, but it is a big matter.
佢喺第一次嘅测验考试里边咧，失败咗，肥咗佬啦。Now
Saul failed his first exam.
记得喺呢个前一两章嗰度咧。 神叫扫罗去吉甲这个地方来等他。We
remember a few chapters previous to this, God had commanded Saul to go to Gilgal to wait for him there.
等撒母耳来才可以献燔祭和平安祭。
That he was to wait for Samuel to arrive at Gilgal before he can offer up the peace offering and the burnt offering. But there was going to be a big battle that was about to come.
以色列人少,
there was, the Israelites were small in number.
但是呢,
yet the Philistines were great in number, outnumbered them much.
以色列的民众一看见就心惊,
when the Israelites saw this, they were afraid.
但是撒母耳又迟迟未到，其实时间未到，撒母耳未来。
Yet Samuel had not arrived yet. He, in Saul's eyes, he was late, but it was not yet time.
那些民众就想走了。
The people wanted to flee.
那这个扫罗就心急，喊啊，见少买少，我已经不够人打仗，他们走埋我怎么算呢？
But Saul was very anxious. He already had few in numbers, and the people wanted to flee, so they will have less in people. What should I do?
他惧怕人。
He was afraid of people.
不信靠神。
He did not trust in God.
就起来。 作为君王起来献这个祭,
therefore, as the king, he rose up to offer
献这个燔祭,
to offer this burnt offering.
这个是律法里边神没允许的事情,
this is not something God allowed in the law.
他却犯了,
but he has sinned against the law.
因着这样的缘故,
because of that reason, God was displeased with Saul.
因为, 一早, 神是透过撒母耳来吩咐这个扫罗要等他来。
Because before that, God had already, through Samuel, commanded Saul to wait for him to get to Gilgal.
但神总是给人有第二次的机会。
Yet, God will always give man a second chance.
我在历史里边看见，就算阿哈王，神都给他有第二次机会。
Even in history, we can see that for King Ahab, God would give him a second chance.
甚至对犹大呢，神都给他第二次的机会。
And even for Judah, God gave a second chance.
现今来到这个撒母耳记第15章的时候，神就给这个扫罗另外一次的机会。
And now in Samuel here, God gives Saul a second chance.
看这个人是不是真的不顺从呢?
To see if this person indeed is one who will not obey.
还是他有回转的余地呢?
Or yet he will still have grounds to return.
这件不是一个小事，要打一场大的仗。
Now this is not a small matter. It is another big battle.
读过这段圣经，盼望大家都记得，不过很简单讲一讲。
Now we have read through many of the passages, so you should remember, but I'll just quickly go through them again.
神吩咐透过撒母耳吩咐扫罗去灭绝这个亚玛力人。
Through Samuel, God told, commanded Saul to utterly destroy all the Amalekites.
但是这个扫罗有没有这么做呢?
But did Saul do so?
没有。
He did not.
他在那里将那些兽药，还有灭绝所有的牛羊、动物都全部灭绝了。
神吩咐。 God told Saul to utterly destroy all the Amalekites and all their belongings. The sheep, the oxen, and all the camel and the donkeys.
但是扫罗却留下了亚玛力的王阿甲。
But Saul kept the king of the Amalekites, Agag.
并且亦都留下了那些肥美的牛羊。
And he also kept the good and choice of the sheep and the oxen.
当撒母耳来见到他的时候,
when Samuel came to see Saul,
怎么听到有牛羊的声音啊?
He said, what does it mean that I hear the bleeping of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen?
我已经遵守了耶和华的话了。
But Saul was quick to say that I already kept the command of the Lord.
但是呢,这百姓他们呢,怜惜这些上好的牛羊。
But it is the people that they could not refuse the best of the sheep and the oxen.
所以呢,我留下上好的献给耶和华你的神。
So we have kept the very best to offer as a sacrifice to God, your God.
其余的我都灭尽了。
Yet I destroyed everything else.
并且呢，他将这个责任呢推俾嗰啲百姓。
And he had turned this responsibility to the people.
撒母耳就同佢讲咗一句圣经里边我哋好熟悉嘅话啦。Then
Samuel said these very familiar words to Saul.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊嘅脂油。To
hearken is better, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of rams.
喺呢成段嘅历史嘅里面，我哋要睇一睇呢个扫罗呢个人，佢究竟系遇到一啲咩嘅事情，令到佢喺
Now we want to take a look throughout this whole history, this whole process. What is it about Saul that even he would fail again in this second time of testing?
我们知道我们要遵守神的话。
Now we know we must obey the word of God.
第一从遵守神的话，我们必须先了明白神的话。
The first step, obviously, for us to obey is to know the word of God.
在这段圣经里面，究竟扫罗明不明白，听不听得清楚神的话呢？
Now, in this particular passage, is it Saul, was he able to clearly understand the word of God and to know what the commandment is?
我知道这里讲得很清楚的，你都明白，我都明白。Now,
we can see the command is very clear and easy to understand.
对我们来讲，其实圣经一样。 有時候我們讀聖經有些不明白，但大部分的聖經都是讀得很容易明白的。It
is the same for us. Perhaps at times when we read certain passages, we say they are hard to understand. But for the most part, many are very clear.
但第二個問題就是，究竟掃羅願不願意執行神的話，他同不同意神的話呢？
Now the second issue is whether Saul is willing to execute or to obey the word of God.
答案就是他不同意。
The answer is he is not willing. He does not agree to do so.
所以他没有照着来做。
So he did not do as he was told.
在他不愿意的背后，其实有很多原因在那里。
Now, behind Saul's unwillingness, there is actually a lot of reasons for that.
有些是他不明白的。
Some are beyond his understanding.
横掂打完仗，有这么多牛羊。 杀了他就好，杀，他不明白为什么要杀。
Saul could not understand about this command is that we won already, so we keep the spoil. Why is it that I have to utterly destroy everything?
这些人可以留下来做奴隶，是吗？
Now I can keep the man for slaves.
他所思想的不同今天那些不信派的人所思想，为什么这么残忍啊，这样。
Saul's thinking would not be as the unbelievers today. Perhaps the unbelievers would doubt, why is God so cruel here?
这么不人道啊,
and that he is so inhumane.
这个，其实我们知道神不会做错事的。
But we know that God will not do wrongly.
在这个利未的大城里面，有这个12万左手不识右手的，神都不愿意去灭绝。
Even in the city of Nineveh, where the people, 120,000 of them, couldn't tell the left hand from the right, God was not willing to destroy them.
并且其中还有很多牲畜。
And even in the midst of that, there were much of the animals.
我们当知道神要天火来焚城的时候，
we know even when God wanted to send the heavenly fire to destroy the city,
这个亚伯拉罕要跟神讲数。
And when Abraham bargained with God,
从40个一路讲，如果有40个异人，你会不会毁灭这个城啊？
Even he began with 40 and said, if there was 40, would you destroy the city for the sake of these 40 righteous?
一路讲到10个。
And then he bargained all the way down to 10.
神都说我不会灭绝。
And God said, no, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy the city.
亚伯拉罕就知道神的心。
Abraham then knew the heart of God.
所以我们知道神要毁灭一个城市是有他的原因。Therefore,
for God to destroy completely a city, there is his reason for it.
在这里讲到他们是满了罪恶的一个城市。Here
it's described to us that Amalekites is a city filled with sin, vile sinners.
时间到神要作这个审判。And
in the fullness of time, God will judge.
神会，我们会作错，神却不会作错事。
We will do wrongly, but God will judge righteously.
但是扫罗，他的思想呢，他不单止是没想，他不是想这些问题，他想，哎呀，咁我咪啊。 怎么一个人都不留呢？这牛羊有什么不好啊？
But Saul did not think in those lines, yet he was thinking, why can't we keep anybody for ourselves and even the animals?
但神的命令呢，不是要我们能够有时100%明白，神却要我们遵守，很多时是保护我们。
Yet, for God's word, his commandment for us is to obey 100%, and many times, those commandments are for our protection.
你是作父母的，你知道了。
As parents, we know this.
如果你的小孩在过马路，
if the children are crossing the street，
去到马路中间，尤其是我们这里，哇，车来车去，马路中间突然间有个车要来了。
For example, if they're crossing the street right in front of us, we know how the cars can go very quickly, and they're crossing, and there's a car heading their way.
啊，你叫 仔啊，走啊，快啲过去。
And then you tell your son, oh, run, run quickly.
那个细路就企图，点解啊？点解啊？点解啊？
And the child still standing in the middle of the street saying, why, why? Tell me why.
他未问完，点解就俾个车砸扁啦？
If they are in that condition, then they'll be run over by the car.
所以神嘅命令系叫我哋立时去遵守嘅。
So the commandment of the Lord is for us to keep, make haste and obey.
过咗之后，你先问点解。
After the fact, then you can ask God why.
但是遵守神的命令是对我们来说是一个保护。But
to keep the word of God is actually for our protection.
当军队出去打仗的时候,
as the army is going out for battle,
将军说,冲啊,
the general says, charge.
为什么啊?
And you ask, why?
那就冲不成了,
and so then you won't charge.
是吗? 他有全盘的思想在那里。
Because the general has everything in his mind.
所以呢,我们人的责任呢, 是遵守神的命令。
So for our responsibility, it is to obey.
在圣经里面，你不需要怎么样特别找，都充满神的命令的。
In the Bible, you don't need to search out for it. It is filled with God's commandment.
神的心意是我们知道多少，我们就遵守多少。
God's desire is for us that we will keep as much as we know.
就好像刚才
Just as that young man shared after the conference.
我雖然不知道有多少,
even though I do not know much.
但神说这一样,
yeah, this is what God said, so I will obey it.
扫罗不能够执行神的命令呢,另外一个原因呢,是世界的吸引。
As for Saul, another reason why he could not obey God is because of the attraction of this world.
为什么好好的这些东西不要呢?
Why is it all these good things I cannot keep?
这个是世界的事，对于我们来说，好像世界有很多美事。
This is a matter of the world, and we see there are many beautiful things in this world.
但神说有些东西你不碰得，你就不要。
But God says there are certain things you cannot touch, so do not keep them.
但我们觉得呢, 不要很浪费,
but we would feel if I don't keep them as such a big waste.
有一次呢,我去 Costco 买东西,
there was one particular instance I went shopping at Costco.
真的有这么大的格拿随街票,
and it's really such a bargain that is, I cannot deny it.
我在 Costco 买东西出来呢, 见到在我第一个,在个路中心,就是停车场的路中心呢,有一个 咁高嘅嗰啲铝质嗰啲垃圾桶啊，好贵嘅，我谂都接近$100一个嘅。
I saw in the middle of the road, which was I was going to the parking area, right in the middle there is this aluminum garbage can. It's a quite a large one, and I think it's about $100 for that kind of size.
即系有包装，梗系人哋喺我里边买咗出嚟咧，个速上面跌咗落嚟喺地下度啊。
It was still wrapped, so perhaps someone had purchased it and had fell out of the truck that they have loaded on.
望下左边冇人，右边冇人，哈哈，啱用啦吓。
I looked to my left, I looked to my right. There's nobody, so perfect.
系嘛？啊，喺主嘅恩典底下睇见，呢啲唔系我嘅，唔要得。
But under the grace of the Lord, I saw this is not mine. I cannot take it.
唔好嘥嘛，系嘛
？But yet, why the waste?
你唔執啊，一陣間有人執咗㗎。If
I don't take it, someone else will.
我屋企又啱用，配我屋企嘅傢俬添。我屋企好多嗰啲鋁質嘅，我廚房好多都係鋁質啊嚇。And
so this is just perfect for me. It fits my need at home, and I have all kind of the same material at home as well that I can use this container.
但係咧喺神嘅恩典底下，我冇攞到。
But under the grace of the Lord, I did not take it.
我快啲走啊！I
ran away quickly.
我事后想到,
later I thought,
我是谁啊?
Who am I?
我是属天君王的儿女, 我是属天君王的儿女。
I am the children of the heavenly king. I'm a child of the heavenly king.
我很喜爱上次余姊妹我们中间交通啊, 好好。
I really like the sharing from Sister Yu before she shared this.
余姊妹,我现在住一间屋小, 我第时天上面住那间屋啊, 好大啊。
The Sister Yu shared, oh, wow, the house that I live in is small now, but my heavenly home, it will be grand. Because she saw the fact, yes, we're the children of the heavenly king.
神所给我将来的好得无比, 我为了这些小小的东西,
What God has given me is beyond compare. So why do I have for such petty things? I would defile my garment today. Now, Saul did not consider his actions have consequences that he has to pay.
我们真是贪小便宜的人。Now,
we are those who are after the petty things.
这么多肥美的牛羊, USDA A-grade prime rib, New York steak, 哇,这么都不要烧了它, 是不是浪费啊?
Oh, look at all these choice meat, USDA approved. They are the prime rib and the New York strip. Why do I have to just destroy them? What a waste.
但他没想过他要付上一个极大的代价。
Yet, for his decision, he did not think he had to pay a heavy cost.
他所付上的代价就是神离弃他作以色列的王。
The consequences which he had to pay was that God would reject him to be king over Israel. And that is, as the saying goes, that for a little thing that he would pick up, that he would lose his all because of his decision.
如果他,哎呀,原来我要了这些牛羊,但是连我这个王都没得做,他就不会做这些事了。
If he were to know, I would keep all these sheep and oxen, I would lose my throne, then he may not have made that choice.
人的犯罪就是犯了近視眼,信徒都是這樣。
That is how man is. We sin because we're nearsighted, and that is our case as believers.
我們有時見到這個近處的好處,忘記了將來,我們要添加交帳。
That is because we see the goodness right in front of our eyes, and we forget the account that we will need to settle when we're in heaven.
我們來做這些事,我將來怎麼面對主呢?
Now, if I were to do the things now, how can I face my Lord?
今天很多罪的吸引都不浪费的,都是免费的。
Today, many of the sins that tempt us, they are free, and we cannot waste them.
在internet上面,很多东西都是免费的。
On the internet, much things are free.
是吗?
Is that true?
我见那些小孩去打game,开始那几级都是免费的。
I see the children playing free games on the internet, the first few levels are free.
打完之後,他還給你email,送你這個武器,送你那個武器
And after you have gone through those games, and they'll email you every day, I give you this weapon for free, and I give you that weapon for free.
然後你就將你的寶貴的時間給他吸收了,經你都不讀了
And so, that is how they take all of your time. You have no time to read the Bible.
甚至乎可能,哇,心思思 聚会的时候,我那些game都还在那里
Even to a point that is still lingering in your mind and your thought, when you're meeting, you're still thinking about those games.
慢慢,不单止免费了,是吗? 慢慢叫你去买那些东西了
But gradually, it's no longer free. You have to make purchases to pay for those things.
玩一些更加坏的,internet上面不用我说了, 开始都是免费的
Even more things that are free on the internet, I don't need to describe them.
另外一個思想就,哎呀,這些東西除了貪心,另外就覺得,哎呀,這些東西真是浪費了它。如果不燒了,真是浪費了它。Another
thought would be, because it's free, I can take it or do it. Another thought would be, why the waste? Otherwise, it will just go to waste.
我們經常唱一首詩歌, 将最好的献给主
There's a hymn that we sing often is give the best to the master
现在要不就给主今次又不是给主给主也好一点今次叫你又不给主谁都不给就烧了他
If you say give it to the master then perhaps I can do that but now I'm not giving to the master I'm not giving it to anyone I'm destroying it
在这个何须这样枉费浪费
Why the waste is this thought that we have why the waste
在地上都发生过一件这样的情况,主耶稣在地上的时候
While the Lord was on earth, this situation also arose
大家记得,有一天主来到西门的家里面
You remember one day when the Lord was at Simon's house
这件事情,我们不读了,但是记载在马太福音的第26章
We won't read it, but this is recorded in Matthew chapter 26
有一个女人拿着一瓶很贵的香膏,趁主耶稣坐席的时候,就浇在主耶稣的头上。
There was a woman then, while the Lord was dining, then she took a very expensive vial of perfume and anointed over the Lord's head.
呢一樽嘅香膏咧，根據而家嘅人計算咧，係值一年嘅工資嘅。
Now this vial of perfume, according to present day calculation, is worth 1 year's wage.
通常咧係一個女仔咧，話佢屋企啊，同佢儲好多年，俾佢出嫁嘅時候用嘅，就係俾佢自己搽自己嘅身體啊。
This perfume would be used for the woman that have been saving for a very long period of time for her marriage. So on her wedding, she would anoint herself with this perfume.
呢門徒睇見就咧好唔高興。
When the disciples saw this action, they were not happy.
使乜咁嘥啊？何用就用枉費咧？咁咪話使乜咁嘥啊
？They would despise it and say, "Why the waste?" That's what we say today. Why waste it?
这个香膏可以卖好多钱周济穷人的吧。
Now if we're to sell this perfume, we can help much with the poor.
这个耶稣看穿了他们的心。
But Jesus saw through their heart.
你使乜难为这个女人啊，她在我身上做了一件美的事情。
And the Lord said to them, why trouble her that she has done a good thing upon me?
因为呢常有穷人与你们同在，但你们却不常有我。我不是时常与你们一起的。
And the Lord said that you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me with you. I will not always be with you.
他将香膏浇在我身上，是为了我安葬用的。
But she had anointed me with her perfume. It is for my burial.
主耶稣跟着告诉你们，你往天下无论去哪里去传这个福音，都要述说这个女人所行的事作为纪念。
And the Lord said that no matter where you go to preach the gospel, the good news, that you have to speak of this as a memorial to her.
跟住就发生一件事情。
And then this happened.
立即就发生一件事。
It happened immediately.
这个加略人犹大就去同这个人去同这个祭司商量，要卖了这个耶稣。
Then immediately after the fact, Judas named Iscariot went to discuss with the priest to betray the Lord.
讲好价钱就是30万银钱。
And they had agreed on the price, 30 pieces of silver.
好似同呢件事情有关。
It seems to have to do with this matter.
呢个女人去睇见主嘅价值。
This woman saw the value of the Lord.
佢睇见主系配嘅。
She saw that the Lord was worthy.
佢储咗一身。嘅呢一瓶嘅香膏，本来用喺自己身上边，而家佢用喺一个更尊贵嘅人嘅身上边。
She have kept this vial of costly perfume all her life to use upon herself. Yet today she sees someone even more deserving, more honorable than herself.
并且佢知道主就嚟要离开佢哋啦，所以佢宁愿摆喺主嘅身上边，俾主有享用。
And she knows that the Lord is about to depart away from them, so she is willing to spend it on the Lord for the Lord's use.
在他的眼中他看见这个是神的儿子。
In her eyes, she sees that he is the Son of God.
他是配受这一切的。
And he is worthy of all of this.
但这帮门徒不知道为什么跟了主这么多年，他居然觉得主不配，浪费了。
Yet these disciples who have followed the Lord all these years, they would feel, why the waste? You have wasted it upon the Lord.
他还用一个好好的借口。
And they even have a very good excuse.
不如我来周济穷人啦。
Why not use the money to help the poor?
其实我相信在这班人里面那个带头反对的是谁？犹大。
But of course, I believe, as we do, it is Judas who was the lead man in this to object to this.
圣经告诉我们，他是管钱财的，并且常常偷个钱囊里面的钱的。
That is because the Bible tells us Judas was the one who handled the money, and he always had his hand in the bag.
偷咗我自己用，点用？我圣经冇讲。
Now he always stole from that, and the Bible did not record for us what he stole and used the money for.
所以系佢带头啊，然之后其他门徒懵啊懵啊跟住佢。
So he was the one the first to object, and all the disciples agreed and followed on.
系咪啊？倒咗佢就冇咗啦，系咪啊
？Oh, you poured out, so you wasted.
如果你爱嚟奉献，咁主话攞嚟周济穷人啦，咁佢可以打勇啊，打斧头啊，系咪啊
？Well, at least if you offered it, then the Lord can use that to help the poor, and he can take his share.And his commission, right?
So I 睇见都冇希望啦，不如将主买呢个主都系咁样样，唔知仲嘥几多钱啊？
And so,
卖咗主算啦。
Seeing this, he thought, "Oh, it's useless to follow this Lord. I wasted so much money. I have nothing to gain. So why don't I just betray him and sell him for money?"
仲有30块落袋，即刻。
So immediately, I can gain that 30 pieces of silver.
所以咧，主睇穿
So the Lord saw through their excuse not to help the poor. It was not to for that reason. So the Lord is very gracious with his word. So the Lord yet gave Judas a second chance. God did not make him his true face show.
但神就主耶稣就做他所讲的，常有穷人与你同在，只是不常有我与你同在。
But the Lord went along with his reason and says, yes, you have the poor with you, but you will always do, but not, I will not always be with you.
所以你们无论到哪里去传福音,
so no matter where you go preach the glad tidings,
都讲这个女人所做的作为纪念,
you must speak of what this woman has done for a memorial to her.
这个女人所讲所作出的事情是什么事情呢?
What is it that this woman has just done?
就是主事配,
that is the fact that she proclaimed the Lord is worthy.
今天我们所得的救恩不是一个廉价救恩,
the salvation which we receive today is not at a cheap price.
我们所信的神不是一个阿拉丁神灯里面那个灯神来的。
The God which who we believe in is not like the genie Aladdin from the lamp.
你挥之则来，呼之则去。
And you can call him as you wish, and you can send him away if you don't want.
有难处的时候就叫他来帮手。
When you have difficulty, then you rub the lamp.
不是。
No.
他是配。
But he is worthy.
他是绝对配。
He is absolutely worthy.
他是配来主宰我一生。
He is worthy to govern my whole life.
他是配我将我最好的来献上,
he is worthy for me to give him my very best.
他所配我献上的不单止是我的钱财,
and what I offer to him is not only my wealth,
那是我的时间,
but my time,
我的一生,
my whole life,
都是配受他来支配的,
and he is worthy to be directed by him.
所以你去传福音，你要传一个这样的福音,
therefore this is the gospel which you should preach.
在扫罗那里他不觉得神, 不觉得主是配的。
With Saul, he did not see that the Lord is worthy.
但是神今天我们在这件事情上学什么功课?
What is it? What lesson that we can learn upon this matter?
我要学习好像这些女人一样能够将香膏来高主。
We can learn the lesson as this woman to anoint the Lord with the costly perfume.
主叫我们做什么事,我们愿意去做。
Whatever the Lord tells us to do, we're willing to do so.
不理付什么代价。
Regardless of the price.
今天我们好像没有机会,好像这个女人一样, 直接将香膏浇在主的身上,头上。
Today, we would not have the opportunity as this woman to directly pour this costly perfume upon the Lord himself.
但是在25章尾里面讲到将来国度的审判的时候是这样讲的。
But at the end of chapter 25 of Matthew, it speaks of the judgment in the kingdom, and this is what it tells us.
虽然那个国度的审判跟我们没有关系,
even though the judgment in the kingdom has nothing to do with us directly,
但那个审判的原则呢,跟教会是可以应用的。
But the principle of that judgment can be used upon the church.
神对那些绵羊就是那些义人这么说的。
This is what the Lord says to the sheep, to the lambs.
你可以承受那个创世流为你们所预备的国。
Now you can now inherit and enjoy the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
Because I've hungered and you have given me to eat.
我渴了，你们给我喝。
I thirsted and you have given me drink.
我做客旅的时候，你留我住。
And when I was a visitor, you have gave me to dwell.
我赤身露体的时候，你俾我着。
And when I was naked, you have clothed me.
我病咗嘅时候，你嚟看顾我。
And when I was sick, you came to visit me.
我喺监里边，你嚟睇我。
And when I was in prison, you came to see me.
呢个义人就奇怪啦，哎呀，主我几时见过你啊？我几时见到你饿俾你食啊？
Then the righteous was questioning, Lord, when did I see you hunger and gave you to eat?
我几时见到你口渴给你水饮啊?
When did I see you thirst and give you water to drink?
我又没见过你做客旅留你住的。
And I did not see you as a stranger and taken you in.
或者我都没见过你赤身露体，我几时给个衣服你着啊?
Or I have not seen you naked, so when and I have clothed you?
我几时见了你是病过? 几时见过你在监狱里面来看你呢?
And when I have seen you sick or in prison that I came to see you.
这个国度的王就这么回答。
And this is the king of the kingdom replied.
我说我实实在在告诉你,
verily I say unto you,
你们既然坐在我弟兄中最小一个身上,
Inasmuch as you have done unto one of the least of my brethren,
啊, 就是作在我身上了,
you have done it unto me.
哦,我們明白過,今天我們還有機會作在主的身上邊的,
then we understand, yet today we have the opportunity to do upon the Lord.
當我們看見,
when we see
啊, 我弟兄姊妹,
our brothers and sisters,
神給我們有負擔,
and he has given us a burden,
我們就立時作在他的身上,
and immediately we will do upon him.
啊, 這個就好像, 啊, 這個女人這樣,
then we would have done just as this woman had used the perfume 啊, to anoint the Lord.
甚至乎你給了一杯水喝, 主都紀念你,
even if you have given a cup of water to drink, the Lord will remember you.
這個實在給我們一個,
this indeed will remind us.
啊, 今天我們, 啊, 有沒有掛記念我們的肢體?
Do we remember our members today?
當然有太多人, 太多事,
of course, there are just too many people, too many things.
啊, 但神有時將一件事, 兩件事, 讓你知道,
yet, at times, God will show you a thing or two.
你願不願意作一些事情在這個, 啊, 小子的身上?
Are you willing then to do this little thing upon the least of your brethren?
啊, 但有時同你,
yet sometimes this will cause you some conflict.
啊, 有時你錢財要付出,
perhaps you might have to give of your wealth.
啊, 有時呢, 你時間要付出,
perhaps you might have to give of your time.
有時總是不是那麼方便,
perhaps it's just inconvenience to you.
啊, 或者會帶來, 啊, 一些的難處給你,
or maybe even bring you some difficulty.
但你願不願意立時去做呢?
Yet are you willing to immediately do this?
有時神給我一些負擔,一些機會,你不去做,稍順即逝。
Sometimes when the Lord gives you a thing or two, a burden immediately, and you do not obey immediately, it will vanish right away.
之後呢,不用到天家,有時你裡面會覺得後悔。
Even before we reach our heavenly home, immediately you know, and you will regret.
多數的原因都是外己,多過我的兄姊妹。
And many times of those failures is because you love yourself more than you love brothers and sisters.
所以擺不出來,
so we're not willing to pay that price.
有一件事我到現在我都沒有後悔,
there is one thing that I've not regretted today.
我願意跟弟兄姊妹, 交通一下,
and I'd like to share it with you.
在我, 外母, 晚年的時候呢, 我知道她生癌, 我不知道她這麼快去的, 知道她生癌, 之後她一個幾月她就回到天家了。
In the latter days of my mother-in-law's life, we knew she had cancer, but we did not know she would go so quickly. So after about a month and a half, she was received home.
當我知道生癌的時候,我就起意要買一些保健品給她吃。
When we discovered she had cancer, it was my idea that we would have to buy some healthy food for her to eat.
那些很貴的。 我不講你聽是什麼, 我買了幾百元,
it was very quite expensive. I won't tell you what it is, but we bought several hundred dollars worth of that item.
說那些東西呢, 有些人說可以, 抗癌, 有些呢就, 還醫得回,
it is said that those kind of things can fight against cancer and perhaps even heal the cancer.
寧可信其有,
so we rather take it at its word than not believe that at all.
啊, 怎知道他好像, 一晚都沒吃完,就回到主那裡,我還留下一些在那裡。
And so even before she even finished a can of those, she was already taken home heavenly, and we still have some of that left, actually.
那是不是浪費了錢?
So would that be a waste?
啊, 我知道, 如果我不買呢, 我就會後悔。
I know if I did not make the purchase, then I will regret.
這個是主給, 當時給我的帶領。
That was the guidance which the Lord gave me during that time.
你都不需要copy,不需要去抄這些,但當時主是給我這樣帶領。
There's no need to copy any of those kind of experiences, but at that time, the Lord gave me that burden.
我又知道,如果當時沒有買,到他過了去的時候,我裡面會很後悔。
I know if I did not make that purchase at that time, and after she has passed away, I will regret.
我吃了不吃都是一個多禮拜就去了。
The reason would be that whether she ate it or not, she would be taken home a week or two later. But the Lord always sees if we're willing to obey His guidance or not.
所以在我們家人裡面, 實在, 你有愛弟兄, 我們, 家裡面的人, 我們需要去愛。
Therefore, we say we love brothers and sisters, but we need to love those in our homes as well.
When they have need, 摆上我们的时间,
we ought to put forth our time.
免得我们将来真的后悔,
lest we'll regret after the fact.
另外呢,
now, the third thing about Saul is that his self was too big.
你看见呢, 他打完仗之后呢,
you can see after the battle here, he set up a memorial.
纪念自己的功绩,
he had a memorial for his own merit.
他在那里不是荣耀神,
there it was not to glory God, but to glorify himself.
他以为打赢这场胜仗呢,
he thought it was by his own might that he was victorious. And we can see how prideful his self was.
并且当撒母耳跟他说,
and when Samuel said to Saul that God has rejected you as king,
他还恃着撒母耳, 你不要走, 你不要走.
And he still held on to Samuel's garment and says, do not leave me.
那我回去怎么面对人, 你跟我做场好戏, 回去跟人说, 被人看一下, 我还做这个王啊,
and so if you leave me now, where's my face go? I cannot show my face before the elders and the people. So why don't you go back with me and put up a show for them?
你要在人面前抬举我,
and then you would honor me before their presence.
这是一个死要面子的人,
and this is someone who will still always want his face.
我们来看, 在这个, 到这个地步, 扫罗只是一个, 一个外表的,外面的地位,
at this particular point now in Saul's life, we see he still has the position outwardly, but inwardly the reality of his kingship is already gone.
神所看的是里面属灵的实际,
for God always looks within at the spiritual reality,
不是一个外表的地位,
and not our position outwardly.
所以盼望我们有外表,我们也都有里面一样,
so may it be that yes, we have the outward position, but inwardly we have the same manner as well.
这个扫罗就是里面的那个己太过大,
the reason for this in Saul was because of his self. His self was too big.
他不能够向神有谦卑,
he was not willing to humble himself before God.
所以他没办法, 同意神命令他做的事情,
so he was not willing to agree and obey God's commandment.
我们调转相比一下这个大卫,
if we can pass that to David.
甚至大卫作了王之后,
even after David became king,
当他来要迎接约柜的时候,
even when he went to receive the ark,
哇, 他高兴到在前面来跳舞啊, 这样,
he was so joyful about that, he was dancing.
甚至他的太太都看小他,
even when his wife saw him dancing and acting this way, she despised him.
哇, 你是一个王来的,你为什么走了去做舞蹈艺员在那里跳舞啊?
Now you're a king, why are you acting like a dancer going wild?
但是呢,大卫呢,他这个人呢,在神面前是绝对谦卑,
but David, he was absolutely humble before God.
我在神面前算什么?
What am I before God?
但是呢,如果我这个人,这个己太大的时候呢,没办法在神面前谦卑,
but when the self is too big, we cannot humble ourselves before God in that way.
另外一点呢,
another point about Saul was he was afraid of people.
他第一次,刚才说的第一次,没等到撒母耳来就献祭,他是怕人,怕打败仗。
The first time, when he did not wait for Samuel to come to offer the sacrifice, he was afraid of his people leaving, and he was afraid of the people that the Philistines, that he would lose the battle.
今次呢,他都是怕人,其中的原因,
in this second instance, he was also afraid of people.
他不在那里做一个领导者,
he was not there as a leader.
他在那里说,如果那些民众看到,那些以色列人看到,我们打赢仗什么都没得分,还烧晒,很可惜,怎么跟他们解释啊?
That he saw the people, and he said, how can I explain to the people? Now we won the battle, we have no spoil for them to divide. I cannot explain to them if we were to waste it by burning and destroy all of them.
打贏仗都沒得分,下次誰跟你打仗?
If you win and there's no spoil, no one will fight for me next time.
並且呢,他就想想,那我這個人還是否popular? 我就受不受歡迎?
Then he would think, would I still be popular or will I lose my popularity next time?
這個用今天的話來說,就是peer pressure.
And in today's terms, that is peer pressure.
今天我們在我們的貧輩,在地上來活一樣的,
It is just the same for us today with our peers.
我们神有话跟我们这样讲,
God has a word for us.
我们应当这样做,
and we ought to obey.
我们里面都知道,
we know it.
但我们做出来的时候呢,
but when we obey the word of God in that way, there is pressure.
可能少一些同学,
perhaps I'll lose some friends.
有少一些朋友,
I will lose some students.
我究竟要得到这些朋友同学的喜悦呢? 还是我要得到神的喜悦呢?
Or do I rather gain the pleasure of man or my friends or God's pleasure? If I want to gain the people's pleasure, well, I'll just divide some of these choice oxen for them.
如果我得到我朋友喜悦,我除他们的意思,违背神的意思,我都去做了。
If I want to please my friends, I'll just follow along and do what they want, and I'll forget about God's command.
所以扫罗失败,今天都是成为我们的尴尬,我们能不能顺从主?
Therefore, Saul's failure today will become a warning to us. Are we able to follow the Lord?
我们知道神的话,我们愿不愿意走出来?
When we know the word of God, are we willing to obey it?
并且其实呢,扫罗呢,一直在那里讲大话的。
And in fact, Saul has been lying all this time.
在圣经里面记载,是他和那些民众呢, 连识这些牛羊和这个王的。
The Bible tells us it was Saul and the people who was pleased to keep the king and these choice sheep and oxen.
但到撒母耳问到的时候,就将这些责任推给人。
Yet when Samuel came asking, he shifted all the responsibility upon the people.
并且呢,他们都作一个理由出来,是讲大话。And
he also made up this reason, which was also a lie.
所以我就知道呢,一个不愿意跟从神的人呢,你要面对人的时候,你慢慢你就生出大话出来。Therefore,
we know from such an individual when we disobey, and then when we have to face man for our consequences, we'll end up making lies.
他其实起初呢,是不是那么熟灵啊,愿意献祭啊?
At the beginning, was Saul really that spiritual that he was willing to offer the sacrifice?
我相信不是啊,他喜欢USDA牛肉,怎么舍得来献祭啊?
I don't believe that is the case, because he already likes the USDA choice meat. He does not want to offer it up.
现在看到撒母耳没办法啦。
But now Samuel is here, I have no other way.
想拉撒母耳下水。
So I want to drag Samuel into this as well and get his approval.
所以说我留了那些给你献给你的神啊,其实这个是当时作出来的。
See, look, I have kept all these best of this sheep and oxen for you to sacrifice to your God. He just made that up on the fly.
他从来讲来讲去都是你的神,从来不是他的神。
Throughout this whole process, Saul says, offer to your God, not his God.
所以呢,其实呢,撒母耳在后来跟他讲,听命胜于献祭,顺从胜于羔羊的旨意。
Therefore, at the end, when Samuel says to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken better than fat of rams.
献祭是神的话是好,但在这段历史里面,神没有叫过他献祭。
Yes, sacrifice is good. It is in the word of God. But in this experience, God did not ask him to sacrifice.
是他自己作出来的。
He made it up. Saul made this up.
并且将责任推过给人。
And he also blamed others for this.
甚至退一步来说,真是献祭。
If we took a step back and say, yes, even if there was sacrifice,
神所要的不是外表,神要的是人的心。
But what God desires is not what is outward, but God desires to gain our hearts.
如果我们只有这个外表,却没有那个里面顺从神的心,我们知道在主在地上的时候,就时常地指责人了。
Now we know that even if we obey outwardly, but in our heart we are not obedient, that is not what God is after, and the Lord himself have reproved many with that experience. We can come worship every week.
神喜不喜悦人聚会?
Does God desire for us to come to worship? Yes, he desires for us to come to worship.
但还有神喜悦我们平常在隐藏当中来到顺服他。
Even more, God desires for us to obey him regularly and hiddenly.
如果不是我们来到这里,我们里面没有那个实际在这里。
Otherwise, even if our body is here at worship, the reality is not here.
神所看的顺服是100%顺服,不是99%顺服。
Another point which God looks upon is 100% submission, not 99%.
我到现在都不是很明白,为什么他要留下这个王。
I still don't understand now why God will keep this king.
这个阿玛力王,
I did not understand why Saul would keep this king Agag.
那些牛羊就可以用来劏,用来吃啊,
now, you can slaughter the sheep and the oxen for food.
但这个阿甲怎么留下他呢?
Why is it that Saul would keep King Agag?
或者他想留他来做一个示范,
perhaps he might want to keep this king as a model just to show others.
或者这个阿甲真的是一个英雄的人物,
or maybe this King Haggai has some heroic feats which he had done before.
但是你杀了这么多个,还留这个,
but yet he killed so many and yet left King Haggai.
就不是100%,
that is not 100%.
这个是神所不喜悦的,
that is what God does not delight.
所以我们来到神面前, 神给我一个, 我们读圣经, 神要我们如何来做呢? 我们应当很彻底地来做。
Therefore, when we read the Bible and God gives us a commandment, we should obey 100% completely.
不要说我做了很多,
do not say to God, I have done much already, Lord, only a little I did not do.
还剩下一个阿甲,
I only have kept this King Agag that I'm not willing to let go.
我们最后来看一节的圣经,
let us look at a last Bible passage.
请打开这个, 路加福音,
we turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
第六章,
chapter 6. Verse 46.
请听我来读,
please listen as we read.
你们为什么称呼我主啊,却不遵行我的话呢?
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
凡到我这里来,听见我的话,就会行的,我要告诉你们,他像什么人?
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like.
他像一个人盖房子,深深地挖地,把根基安在磐石上,到发大水的时候,水冲那房子,房子总不能摇动,因为根基立在磐石上。
He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock.
唯有听见不去行的,就像一个人在土地上开房子,没有根基,水一冲,随即倒塌了,并且那房子坏得很大。
But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
这段的说话呢,不是勉励我们读圣经的。
Now these words is not to encourage us to read the Bible.
这个是第一步,不是全部。
This is the first step, not the all.
这段的圣经是叫我们遵行主的话。
This scripture here is to encourage us to keep the word of God.
你为什么称呼我主却不遵行我的话呢?
Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and doeth not what I say?
凡到我这里来听见我话去行的,我会告诉你,他像一个什么样的人?
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like.
这里讲两种的人,
here it tells us of two different kinds of people.
这两种的人有一个相同的地方,
now these two types of people have one similarity.
他们都听见了神的话,
they have both heard the word of God.
但这个听见呢,不成为这个例子的根基,
but both hearing is not the foundation of this example.
那些听见我的话就去行的,他好像一个人盖房子,深深挖地将根基安在磐石上。
He is the one who have heard my word and have obeyed my word. He is like one who built a house and dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock.
到有问题的时候,有难处,有争执的时候,都发大水的时候,水冲那房子,房子总不摇动。
And when difficulties arise and when hardship comes, it is like the flood that is coming and the streams beating against the house, yet it does not shake.
但是有些人他听见,
but some have heard,
好像扫罗那样听见了,
just like Saul, They have heard God's word.
他都百分之百听清楚了,
and they have heard 100%, and it's clear to them.
但因着刚才所交通的各种的原因,他不会行。
But for all those reasons we have shared, somehow this person does not obey the word.
因着贪心,因为己,因为世界吸引,各方面的原因,
perhaps of greed, of the self, of the attraction of this world, nevertheless, he does not obey the word of God.
啊, 就好像一个人在土地上盖房子,
he is like one who has built his house upon the sand.
水一冲,
and the floods arose, and the house fell immediately. And how great is that fall?
所以这个根基就在乎这个人听到神的话,我们常常读神的话,没错。
Therefore, the foundation is on the Word of God. Yes, we read the Word of God often and we know His Word.
神也都向你讲话,
and God has spoken to you.
圣经里面有很多神的命令,
there are many commandments of God in the Bible.
你都可以起来做教师, 你都可以懂得背了,
and you can be teachers of those words. You know how to recite them.
但你没去行,
yet you do not do them.
神就说这个,
God says, the Lord says, then there is no foundation.
没有根基,
there is no foundation.
因为你没有主动的经历,
now because you do not have that subjective, active experience.
啊, 当有试探来的时候,
now when the temptations come.
哦, 因为你一次你都没有经历过神的话, 实在,
because you have never experienced the reality, the truth, how real God's words are.
你没有将你自己这个人建筑在神的话上,
and you have not built yourself upon the word of God.
啊, 基督徒的性格, 基督的性格是一点一滴在我里面积出来的,
the nature of Christ, his character is built up in us drop by drop, bit by bit.
因着我们遵行神的话, 慢慢基督的话成了我们的性格,
and because we obey the word of God, then his character will accumulate in us and his character will become ours.
当一个人有了这样的性格, 就是这个房子有根有基了,
then when this person has this character, he is like this house that is built on the rock, has a foundation.
当试炼临到的时候,
and when the test comes,
大水冲的时候,
and the floods arise,
总不摇动,
and it will not be shaken.
唯有听了以为知道很多的,
but those who have heard and think they know much,
他却不活出来,
yet they did not do the word,
不遵照神的话来活,
they did not keep and obey the word of God.
啊, 大水一冲就淋,
and when the streams come, it will fall immediately.
啊, 譬如圣经里面说, 信与不信不能同负一轭,
for example, if the Bible tells us we cannot be yoked together with unbelievers,
啊, 信同不信的不要结婚啊,
and that the believer and the unbeliever cannot be married,
啊, 我们不听,
we do not obey,
啊, 试炼临到来,
and the test come,
啊, 这个白马王子,
oh, but he is Prince Charming,
高大威马,
he is tall and handsome.
可能这个亚甲都是一代的英雄啊,
perhaps like King Agai, he is very great in stature and he is heroic.
这个留低,这个exception,
oh no, this is an exception. I have to keep him. This is the exception.
怎么拒绝得了?
I cannot reject this.
哦, 这试炼一来的时候呢, 这样就倒了,
when the such testings come, then we will fall immediately.
愿神的话,给我们里面, 啊, 有随时的提醒,
now may the word of God be always a help to us in time of need.
啊, 我们祷告,
let us pray.
主,你自己祝福你的话语,
Lord, bless your own word.
啊, 叫你的话, 主在我们里面, 啊, 发光发亮,
so that your word will be enlightenment and illumination to us.
啊, 用着扫罗, 主啊,给我们里面起一个尴尬,
Lord, you saw as a warning to us.
啊, 用了这个女人, 给我们里面有羡慕,
had made the example of this woman be an admiration for us to follow.
用了将来的赏赐, 来吸引我们,
Lord, use your reward to captivate us.
啊, 叫我们真的愿意将一切摆上, 信而顺从,
that we may give forth our all, that we would trust and obey.
与主来带领,
Lord, may you lead us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.